ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதே நமஹ. அயோத்தியகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 118. சீதாஸ் ஸ்டோரி. The recitation begins now. Sita, whose heart knew not envy in the least, listened to the advice of Mother Anusuya and replied, Mother, I take your advice in the spirit in which it was given. It does not surprise me. Full well I know the dharma of women, that her husband is their guru. I should serve and reverence my husband, be he devoid of all virtues. Now Rama is perfection itself. Of boundless compassion and self-restraint, his heart knows no change. Ever wedded to dharma, he loves me more than my mother and seeks my highest good even as my father. Need I any hint or reminder of my duty to him? He makes no difference between his mother, Kaushalya, and the other royal ladies. It is enough if a woman is regarded with love by his father. Be it but once, Rama loves her so fondly and is so beautifully trained in the duties of life that he puts away pride and self-love and respects her more than his mother. I have not forgotten the good counsel given to me by Lady Kaushalya on the eve of my departure to the woods, as also my mother's well-meant advice before the holy fires on the occasion of my marriage. You have confirmed me in my faith and allegiance thereto. I know of no greater tapas that a woman can do than to render loyal service to her lord. It was thus that Lady Savitri won the high worlds of bliss. Yourself are the brightest example thereof. That ideal wife Rohini has been raised to the skies in consequence and quits not the side of her lord for a moment. Many a faithful and devoted wife has elevated hereby to heights which the world dreams not of lifting its eyes to. It gladdened the heart of Anusuya to hear it. My darling, said she, smelling the crown of her head the while, inconceivable is my might and power, the result of long and severe tapas. I would deem it a pleasure to grant you such boons as you may desire. Your words are sweet and apt. My heart rejoices thereat. What shall I do for you? Sita wondered at the kindness and nobility of her hostess and replied with a smile, Your presence, your company, and your favor have left nothing for me to wish. The humility and devotion revealed in these words filled the soul of Anusuya with a deeper gladness, and the virtuous dame exclaimed, Nay, my pleasure shall not be barren. Behold these wreaths, garments, ornaments, and perfumed sandal paste, all meet for you. These will enhance your beauty and loveliness inconceivably. Their brightness, fragrance, or beauty never grow less. In fact, you will but add to the brilliance and glory of your husband hereby, even as Mahalakshmi heightens the loveliness and effulgence of her consort Narayana by her own. Janaki received them as gladly and took her seat by the side of Atri's wife. The old lady desired to hear from Sita something that would give her inestimable delight and said, I have heard people tell that Raghava won you as his wife in a Swayambara. I would get you to narrate the incident to me in all its details. Janaka, the Raja Rishi, began Sita, holds righteous rule over the broad realms of Videha. Of inconceivable might and virtue, he governs his subjects wisely and well, as becomes a monarch of men. Once he was ploughing the sacrificial ground, and I came out of the earth at the end of his plough. The Great One was weeding out the ground as the books direct, and wondered to see me there clothed in dust and dirt. Supremely compassionate to all beings, the childless king took me on his lap and cried, This is my daughter, prompted by the love that welled up in his heart. Then a voice from the sky cried out, King, this is your daughter before God and man. Janaka was overjoyed at it, even as he came upon untold wealth and placed me in the hands of his favorite queen. They brought me up with infinite care and love, more than I could have from those that gave me birth. As a poor man grieves over the hopeless loss of even what little he had, my father was filled with anxious thought when I came of an age to marry. A man may be as mighty and great as a lord of celestials, but if he keeps his daughter unmarried even after her age qualifies her for it, his equals and inferiors have a perfect right to despise him. Such a fate was hovering over the king, and he was overwhelmed with boundless grief, like a shipwrecked passenger in the middle of the ocean. The difficulty was that I was not born of a woman's womb like others. It was nigh impossible to come upon a husband in every way suited to me. At last a bright idea came to Janaka. Long ago, Lord Varuna was mightily pleased with him at a great yajna and made a present to him of a rare bow and an inexhaustible quiver of arrows. Men tried in vain to move it. The kings of the earth could never even dream of stringing it. My truthful father invited them and said, "Friends, my daughter is the wife of him who strings this bow. You have my word for it." The assembled monarchs gazed in wonder and awe at the terrible bow, huge as a mountain, and despairing of moving it even a little, they saluted the bow and took their leave. Long after, my father was engaged in a yaga when this Raghava of boundless lustre came to a place in the company of Lakshmana and sage Vishwamitra. After due hospitality paid and accepted, Maharishi Vishwamitra said to my father, "These are the sons of the Emperor Dashrata. Rama and Lakshmana are they named, and have come to have a sight of your famous bow. Let Rama behold the gift of the gods to you." My father had it brought to the audience hall. The heroic prince took it, bent it, strung it, and drew it to his ear, when lo, it gave way in the middle with a deafening thunder. My father carried out his promise and was about to pour water over Rama's hands and give him to me as his wife. But the prince would not accept it before he intimated his father at Ayodhya thereof and had his permission. Janaka conveyed the glad news to his brother monarch, who came all gladly. My father gave me in marriage to Rama, the lord of wisdom. My sister Urmila was taken to wife by Lakshmana. Thus did I become the prize of Rama on the occasion of that Swayamvara. That prince of heroes is the object of my ever increasing love and respect. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdehe Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.